Really? Like we never left. I know. Oh my God.
Please welcome our host, Mr. Eastside David McDonald.
Hey! Yeah! Yes, sir! Welcome to the Eastside Dave Show, and we're still drunk from the St. Patrick's Day special! I wish that was a joke. Oh my God, Roy Harder's here. My name is Eastside Dave. How about some more love for me? Because I can't get enough of the love. Right?
Yes, love!
Now we have a very big show planned for you. We have a very special guest coming in. His name is the Master of Chaos, Kevin Knight. IWF champion Kevin Knight, by the way, okay? All right. How many championships have you won, Bo, in the world of professional wrestling, Bo? Bo, you're not going to speak without a microphone on those fat fucking lips of yours. Not tonight. Not tonight, Bobo. How many championships have you won in professional wrestling? Please answer the question.
Zero.
Zero. You know how many Kevin Knight's won?
How many?
59. That's more than Ric Flair and John Cena combined. Have that round of applause for that. Why are you taking my name when it's Kevin Knight who won those championships? I won Bupkis. We usually start these shows out with a shitty, gratuitous talk show monologue. Is that okay with you, Royzen?
I'm going to say yes,
okay, Roy. Thank you, Roy. Roy and I back and forth with the banter.
I love the old days. No,
like the old days.
Like the old days, buddy.
Disney has rehired James Gunn to write and direct the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Yeah! All right, they brought him back. Under the guise of strict content control. All right, no politically correct nonsense from James Gunn. Looks like Gunn is going to have to throw away the scene of Groot dressed up as a priest and hitting on young seedlings. Chanting, I am Groot. Why? Hard partying drinker and drug taker Johnny Manziel has been kicked out of the NFL and the CFL, but that has not let him stop his football dreams. Johnny Football has joined the brand new league AAF, which I'm assuming stands for Alcoholics Anonymous Football. You don't have it tonight, Jimmy. Minus 2 points. Gwyneth Paltrow thought she could, in a new interview, okay, she's always yipping and yapping about something, Royzen.
Yep.
She does all these interviews. And in a new interview, she said she thought she could reinvent divorce with that conscious uncoupling business, but then everyone turned on her, is what she said. That's not why I turned on her, however. It was because I got one of her goop vaginal eggs stuck in my dick hole. Yeah. You're booing me?
No, ladies like that one, dude. Ladies like that one.
Booing me now. So what?
Ow.
That's your ass. The prostate's got nothing to do with your dick.
Through my dick hole.
Really?
Yes.
It's connected, David. It's connected.
Prostate.
I got an upright prostate's over.
All right, you on the mic. On the mic.
All right, the prostate is...
You just disconnected the fucking microphone from the fucking cord, bro.
I'm here.
I'm done with you now. Minus 12. Fuck you and your dick hole and your prostate. I hope you die of cancer soon. Shaquille O'Neal is now a deputy with the Broward County Sheriff's Department in Florida. The first law that he will enforce is to legally demand Kobe Bryant to tell Shaq how his ass tastes.
Tasting ass.
You're going to be chanting the whole time? What is this, John Sullivan's? After St. Patrick's Day special, we're going to be chanting the whole time. Wait, I'll get to it. We'll get there. We're going to talk about it in a minute. People are calling for the NAACP Image Awards to drop Jussie Smollett's nomination. I suggest in his place the NAACP nominates Gary Coleman because he can't possibly embarrass them with a scandal since he's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. He died. He's fucking dead, Jimmy. They're all dead.
All of them.
Except Todd Bridges. He's hanging in there. Everyone but Todd Bridges. Isn't that weird?
Is he in jail?
I don't know about Todd Bridges. There's a rumor going around that Diddy is dating Steve Harvey's daughter.
Get out.
When asked for a comment if he would like to have a sit-down with Diddy, Steve Harvey said, quote, anyone who wants to date my daughter and he doesn't want to be all in the videos, dancing, come to Family Feud! I love how, like, exactly 3% of my references just go right over. Any of you people see Welcome to Death Row?
No. Nope.
Do any of you motherfuckers, did you live through the 90s? What? When Shug Knight got on fucking stage of the Vibe Awards, like, anyone who doesn't want the producer dancing in the video, come to Death Row. I'm sorry, that one was a, let's redo that one. Now that you fucking know what I was talking about.
Now I get it.
Play the, Drew, you know what I'm, he gets on the fucking stage of Vibe, he wins an award, Shug Knight this is,
right, yeah.
And he's shitting on Diddy, and yeah. He's like, anyone who doesn't want the producer, then come to Death Row, and he'll go like, oh. And somebody's like,
then he shot some people.
Anyone who doesn't want to date my daughter, and doesn't want to be all in the video, dancing, come to Family Feud.
Good one.
Now you got it, right? Yeah. That was a fucking good one, right?
Yeah.
Enough! Paris Jackson was hospitalized briefly Saturday morning. Michael Jackson's daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Is she crazy?
Sources say Paris had some kind of accident, possibly brought on by drugs and alcohol.
Oh, no.
Since Hawk fucked up the teleprompter, I'll just have to say drugs and alcohol. In other words, the same sort of accidents that the cast of the East Side Dave Show has every night. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now hit my music.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. The Hawkman. Tell you what, feels like we were just here, Roy, you're right, but we're back again.
Yes.
And what?
4 days ago.
4 days ago, Andrew?
Plus
2 points for knowing the calendar. I'm impressed, Andrew. What we're about to experience is not a radio show.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's
right,
not.
Andrew?
No. No way.
No.
No way.
And what we're about to experience is not a television show.
No.
Who would have us on? It's a great point.
Yes.
Excellent. So what are we about to experience here, Andrew?
1, 2, 3, it's the East Side Dave Show!
East Side Dave! The ashtray says you were up all night.
We are back. We were here very drunk on Friday.
Yes.
And as Andrew pointed out, just 4 days later, we're back. Most
we're
of
back,
us
baby.
Either still hungover or still intoxicated. I will. Yes, Bo.
I was double hungover 2 days in a row.
Good for you. Double hungover.
Good for you.
Wonderful.
I had to hit the pub the next day.
Okay, you had to get your stomach pumped the next day?
No, I had to hit the pub the next day.
Oh, you had to hit the pub the next day. So you're like a Charles Bukowski character all of a sudden.
Well, because
you're,
mostly in the New York area, they did St. Patrick's Day on
like
Saturday.
Because
of a stupid marathon.
Enough, please. I think you're still drunk, apparently. We had a wonderful program. Don't remember any of it. I do, strangely, came out of my blackout after we were off the air when we went to John Sullivan's across the street.
Nice.
And Roy Harder, once again, had his THC-infused John Sullivan's meltdown where we had... He had to leave us
way too early
in the night because we were freaking him out. Why were we freaking you out?
I think it might have been something to do with the chanting.
The chanting.
That you started at the
we
bar?
We had a massive table, and the table was, I mean, it was fucking Goodfellas. Yeah. It was the Do I Amuse You scene. We're like, the whole place was packed. I don't even know how we got a table that fit like 15 fucking people on it or whatnot.
Oh, my God.
But we did, and, because we were literally stealing chairs from...
The bar.
Yeah.
The bar.
Yeah. And like, if someone got up to use the restroom, their fucking stool was gone. Just gone. So we started doing the Big A song. The Big A, Big A, Big A, Big A. Big A. But then what freaked you out, Roy, is that when it went on to you, we went around the table, not taking a break, deciding every single person at the fucking table was going to get their own song. So we went, Roy Hunter, Roy Hunter, 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 Roy Hunter, Roy Hunter. I've never seen someone put on his coat, make sure he had his wallet, his phone, and his keys, and zoom the fuck out of there.
I heard you guys like shouting that shit.
Like
around the corner, all I heard was...
Yeah, right. And we didn't stop. We kept going. Andrea, 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 Andrea. Robert, 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 Robert. So we did that, and you and we thoroughly pissed off the entire bar. But
I can only imagine.
Didn't fucking care. No one was feeling any pain.
No.
So I heard you guys went to a karaoke bar. Oh, there's
not it.
Oh shit! I'm sorry, David.
Then we went into TV theme songs.
Yeah. Oh my God!
You are happy you missed this.
We're
shouting at the top of our lungs, like "Scrapes on the China." Never knew the Mr. Belvedere song. Who cares? And like, what was weird was there were a couple drunk people. They just decided, fuck it. Why fight these assholes? We'll join them. So we actually slowly got people to like join the vicinity of our table and sing along TV theme songs with us.
Bringing joy, David. That's what you do.
We were bringing joy.
Joy.
Yeah.
Joy.
Then. Is when after we basically got told, listen, we appreciate your business. You guys have spent a zillion dollars here. But maybe it's time to wrap it up.
Who paid the bill, David?
Then,
that's what I want to know.
Actually, I think Drew, you know, Drew 50 points. He covered a lot.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. We went to the karaoke bar,
which
is also on 35th Street.
Yeah.
So it's very good because fucked up as we were, and we were fucked up. It was like The Walking Dead. We were just like, somehow, make our way to the karaoke bar. And it's only like 50 feet, you know, towards 8th Avenue on the 35th Street right here.
Sure.
So we hit the karaoke bar.
Yeah.
What I didn't know, I covered the karaoke bar tab.
Oh,
what
boy,
I didn't
David.
Know is that we kept putting on songs. At the end of the night, they're like, oh, yeah, the karaoke songs are $3 a song. So I got a bill for $198 fucking dollars. We sang like 60 fucking songs. Another bar that we took over. No one could get their goddamn fucking song played.
Eastside Day.
Eastside
Eastside Dave. Eastside Dave.
That is how we roll on the St. Patrick special. It is. I am always surprised that we... That was our fourth one now here at Compound Media.
Yeah, I've missed every one of them.
We still have not landed in the hospital, nor have been arrested by the NYPD. We're above board. Now, we did capture a few fan videos of the karaoke experience. I don't know how well these videos came out, but because you weren't here at the karaoke bar, Roy, I thought we would give you a little taste.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Drew, I'm kind of curious.
All right, here's Andrew.
I think he's always good at the karaoke.
Got me ringing hell bells. Temperature's high.
He's looking at me, singing to me was like a loving rendition of hell bells. And then a guitar break.
That mic's not moving an inch from his mouth, is it?
Oh, look at you, Andrew.
Good, Andrew.
Love it, Andrew. Your confidence is really starting to come out, buddy. Congratulations.
So that is
great. Love Compound Media.
Quite frankly, I thought he did a great job.
Fantastic job.
I would like you to judge who did the best job. Okay, because contestant number two
Who's
is
next?
Now up. I don't know. These are Drew's selection. Honestly, I was blacked out for this too, apparently, because I hardly remember these. And, oh, it's David! All right, here we go. Oh, Sam Cutt. That's my go-to.
Are you mouthing the words to Big A now?
I want a couch, by the way, that I'm not supposed to be on.
Lean back! Put your man behind the folks to watch you!
Yeah!
Lean back!
I mean, I'm doing the moves. All right, so that was me.
Okay, that's good,
that
too. They're respectable.
Thank you.
I like your little couch action there.
And then contestant number three. Who's contestant number three here, Roy? Oh, my God, it's Drew.
It's Drew.
He's singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. It's been like 8 times.
Got a little too excited.
I'm not sure what I'm listening to.
Okay, that was pretty impressive.
All right, Roy.
Okay, that's it?
Who won? Yeah, that's it. There was three contestants.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Drew on that one.
Drew! Wow! Drew wins the championship! Unbelievable! A fantastic job there, Drew.
Very good, Drew.
Thanks. I don't remember doing that.
But,
I'm glad it worked out.
Nah, Drew's great. Drew's great to party with.
Oh,
he
gets
real nice and fucked up.
I know.
Which is my style.
How you
my
like
speed.
Him, Daddy.
My kind of guy.
Yeah. I don't need no Roy Harder. No. I'm out of here.
Later, but
this
bitches.
Place is getting too loud for us. But the crazy thing is, like, when you're singing the karaoke, at least at that place,
yeah.
Like I really thought, like, man, I am as good as Sam Cooke.
Yeah,
like I am every bit as good. And then you watch that footage, and it's like, wow, I must have been fucked up. I had a couple candies.
Oh yes, so, yeah,
I had plenty of booze. I am still on Tuesday. How many days later, Andrew? Four. Andrew's great with the calendar. 4 days later, I'm still shitting Guinness.
Come on. Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, when Jesus. I wipe the bum, as the English people say, it's still black as fucking tar.
You know what we used to do?
On my ass. I'm still shitting Guinness. Yeah, yeah.
When I was in college, David, we used to take, after nights like that, we would take the toilet paper, roll it up into little balls, little missiles, and slide it into our assholes.
Oh,
and then at the end of the day, we would take those missiles and throw them at each other.
You are a fucking disgusting
oh my
pig.
God.
Tell me I'm alone on that one.
That's ridiculous.
You're highly alone.
Come on. Seriously?
No one did shit.
No one else did shit missiles.
No one else shit.
Born
in college.
I what? Think you
Wait,
Bo,
hold on.
Though.
Bo has an insult.
Roy, were you secretly making gay porn in college?
Whoa! Wow!
A lot of butt play on that
fucking
one.
punches thrown by Bo against Roy Hart. You know, Roy will tolerate a little bit of Big A's chicanery, Bo, but you better watch yourself. He's likely to come over there and fucking karate chop you to death, okay? You know, this guy is 100% Nazi. He'll throw your Jew ass into a fucking oven faster than a pizza. You understand me?
Yeah, I understand.
Don't you know how Roy... what do you have to say about me? Bob Dawson's! Gays and porn-sins? Like the kind of shit you watch on Pornhub-sins? Huh?
You jizzins?
When Bob goes into Pornhub-sins, he looks at... Jew gay daisy chains insins. And that's one man's fucking another Jewsins who fucks another Jewsins who fucks another Jewsins. So on and so forth since. Don't fuck with me, little Jewsins with the Mets hats in. So, wow.
Yeah,
Bo,
man.
You know what, Bo? I wasn't even going to bring this up, but I'm going to now. An East Side Dave tweet of mine caused a lot of controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get to it right now. I simply was plugging the fact that, you know, if you like the East Side Dave show, you can watch a whole bunch of clips on youtube.com/EastsideDaveTV. We got all the clips up there, and you should be subscribing and doing your thing. And then underneath, Drew, if you go down with the comments section, someone said credit to Flutzy for plugging ESDS on Chip's podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Let's take that for a second before we get into the nonsense. You were on Chip Chipperson's podcast.
Yeah, it happened randomly.
Yet again, you don't tell me beforehand so that I can plug it.
It happened literally the day
on
before.
The East Side Dave show. The day before we were here at fucking Compound.
No, we weren't.
Media.
It was a Tuesday before the Wednesday of last week, and we weren't doing the show.
Hey, Big A,
when
is that?
When did you record the podcast?
This past Wednesday?
This past Wednesday!
Which was before our show, which we did Friday.
What the fuck are you talking about? Friday comes after Wednesday, you
right,
bitch!
But we... Okay.
Yeah,
we did the St. Patrick's Day special this past Friday, correct?
Yes.
And then I did his show before our show.
Right! So
and
you
I
tell
only
me
found
so I can plug it
the day
on the
before.
Fucking Friday show.
You can't because I did the show before the Friday show.
But it shows on
but it
Sunday.
Doesn't
no.
on Sunday.
Are you fucking retarded?
It's all
yes.
You were
yes,
on,
but who cares?
You recorded the show on Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
So you knew the show was going to be out on Sunday. So
I didn't know. I didn't know until later.
Oh my god.
8 p.m.
Oh my god. What
no,
is he
I didn't
do,
know.
Fucking not play the show? You record the show on Wednesday.
No, I didn't find out when it was going to be aired.
Oh, that's
until
such fucking
later.
Bullshit.
You.
That's such bullshit.
Well, what
that's
the fuck?
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
It never came up in
that's
conversation.
That's bullshit.
Huh?
You recorded.
That's why.
He always records the
but
shows.
I don't think to just bring it
hold
up.
On. Focus. Yeah. He always records a show on fucking Wednesday. He releases it on Sunday.
None of which I knew.
But it's common thinking, broski.
This is not common thinking. This is a fact that I did know.
Because you don't know shit. But Andrew, is she trying to hide stuff again? It's so weird.
What is there to hide when it's literally all over the internet?
Because every single other human being would say, I'm going to be on Chip Chipperson's podcast.
Yeah, but
so
I just
you would
play, didn't think to
you
bring it up.
You recorded it on Wednesday. We did the St. Patrick's
I
Day
get the
on
timeline.
Friday. So
just
thus, you could have said,
up.
Hey, Dave, I just did the Chip Chipperson podcast. I'm going to be on the show. Doesn't even fucking matter what it is. You could have just told me that, and then I would have been like,
but I just
look for
Flutzy
on the Chip Chipperson podcast. But you didn't. You didn't.
No,
you're trying to hide shit
I
again.
Don't bring
minus
shit up.
100 points! She's trying to hide shit. Who's with a round of hands? Is she trying to hide stuff again?
I think she's...
Round of hands. Robert, raise your fucking hand. Be on my side.
Be on my side.
You're trying to hide stuff. I will plug your appearances.
You can say what you want.
I will. You
but
don't understand.
I just
for the
didn't
last
think to bring
fucking
it up.
Time, I will plug your appearances. I am not going to be angry at your appearances.
Okay.
They're cross promotion. But you need to fucking tell me about the appearances so I can plug them.
Okay. Sure. Next time I will.
She's on the Brian McCarthy show. Does she tell me about this? No. She does Bill Schultz now every fucking week. Does she tell me about this? No. Then she does the Chip Jimerson podcast. She's
really
on every fucking show. She's like a female Bobo all of a sudden.
She's blowing up here.
And she doesn't fucking tell us. And that's why we think you're trying to hide it from us. And it's shady business, Flutie. If you get into show business,
there's nothing
shady
about something that's all
Andrew,
over the internet.
Is it shady?
Yes, it is.
That's impossible.
Andrew, and only Andrew.
Yes.
Is what she doing shady?
Yes.
It is shady.
Yes, it is.
Is what she doing somewhat nefarious?
Yes.
Is what she doing somewhat disrespectful even?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. Can
if
I ask
you
a question?
You have Flutie at this point.
No, I guess so.
I'm going to come over there and break your fucking kneecaps.
I just want to ask a question. I'm from a broken family.
Kevin Knight in here early, and he's going to pile drive your ass to the goddamn sixth floor. Understand me? Yeah. So choose your fucking words carefully, because Kevin, I see him warming up. He's going to pile drive your ass.
Did she bring us up on all these shows?
Did you at least plug the show?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus definitely. 4 points.
Yeah.
Plus four.
That's minus 100 flute head.
You do you, as they say. But if you give us a heads up, then everyone's happy. We can promote you and your appearances on this show.
Great.
That's all I'm asking.
Great.
Now, next time, that'll happen.
But you say that every time. Please let
it happen. I just don't think to bring it up.
Well, why, when we have this exact discussion on the East Side Dave show every 3 weeks?
I just don't.
Do you ever learn? Do you ever learn from your mistakes, perhaps?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
On occasion.
She's all hurt. She's
on occasion, I do.
Yes, Jimmy.
I just want to know that I think she brought us up. I heard one appearance and she brought us up. So
Kevin Knight, get ready to pile drive his ass. Get ready to pile drive this loudmouth fucking homeless Irishman's ass.
Dave, I love you.
You know what? 2 points for you. Flutie, you can get out of the doghouse if you compliment me in some kind of way right now.
Your eyes are looking very bright
today.
You're
out of the doghouse.
Yeah, Flutie.
See, that's how easy it is.
It certainly is, David.
I'm shallow.
And your teeth are very
white. I respond well to compliments.
Yes.
But do you understand? I would actually be fine if I could promote her appearances.
Absolutely. And your hair looks great, too.
And then I
your beard is looking extra shiny and smooth.
Man. To Roy.
I love it when you point at me with those well-manicured fingers, buddy.
Minus 276 points. That was obvious.
Is that a manicure I see? Wow.
I try that
your
one.
Your nails are looking
I have
great.
Not done my nails in quite some time. I
oh,
feel
so then don't look
please
at the
please don't
nails.
Stare at my hands. Now, all right, can we now see the Twitter argument? Because Flutie was on the Chip Chipperson podcast. I did hear you did a good job. And if Jimmy is telling the truth, she plugged the show. Now is the time to. Now, you know what? Yeah, yes. You're right. I don't even want to go to Jimmy at this point. Andrew, did she plug?
Yes, definitely, yes.
She
absolutely.
Did plug the show.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's all we want.
Absolutely.
We don't care. That's all we want.
Right.
And then you go on Chip and do this. Fucking do Jimmy Fallon for all I fucking care.
That'd be great. Jimmy, hit
play,
me up.
Play a flute with the goddamn Roots. Just throw a goddamn Irish Cobra sign in a fucking East Side Dave show on Compound Media and we're all good.
Nice.
Anyway, okay, here's the Twitter exchange that was so controversial. And Bo, Jimmy, please give the microphone to Bo because now he's in the fucking doghouse. Flutie's out, he's in.
Woo!
Because let's see this Twitter exchange here. So credit to Flutie for plugging ESDS on Chip's podcast, unlike a certain Mets fan who never remembers.
Ooh.
Then Andrew said, I was so proud to hear Flutie plug for ESDS, and she killed it on the show. Excellent.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank you.
Right underneath, unlike someone who has been on the show multiple times and is yet to plug ESDS. And then Bobo chirps in with, I know you're not talking about me. I've plugged the ESDS many times. Yes, many. Sometimes I forget because so much is going on Chip Chipperson's show, but I have ESDS knows I'm loyal and will always be. First of all, we need you to learn commas and periods, even a semicolon from time to time. No, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, Bo, but, I mean, any punctuation there at all? What's with the no punctuation there on Twitter? It's hard.
It's freaking Twitter, not the New York Times.
There you have it, David.
You got me.
He has a point there.
It's not the New York Times.
He has a point there.
His fucking tweets are like that Fiona Apple album that didn't sell because it was just one gigantic run-on fucking sentence. I mean, no one even remembers it because it was fucking stupid.
But Dave, he never talks with punctuation.
There's more to this exchange. Oh, okay. There's more. Underneath Bo saying that was, I believe... Bo, you're the biggest supporter of the ESDS that I know. Oh, that's nice. But then someone says, Big A is a bigger supporter by every measure. Ooh. Jimmy Blackman, Jimmy, says, I love everybody. Bo says, I love everybody, too. Yeah. Scroll down. Was that the end? Was there more? Is that the end? Okay, so...
Wait.
That's the end, Jim. Please, let me run the goddamn fucking show over here. No, wait out of you. Now, listen.
Yes.
Andrew, you still seem to have a feud with Bo.
Yes.
Is that the truth?
Yes.
And you're like, I gotta get some goddamn fucking anger out of me and whatnot. Right? Because there's a viral sensation.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
That's going around.
Yes.
Okay? Go ahead, Andrew. You take it away, because you seem to know about this viral sensation, and you were the one. No, you talk to me about it.
There's a viral video of parents throwing sliced cheese at babies' faces.
What the fuck?
So parents are throwing cheese
at
children. This is a sensation.
This is ridiculous.
And you watch these videos, Andrew. What kind of fucking weird murder house do you have where you're going on live watching this shit, Andrew?
The biggest offense, he throws the babies at the babies.
Keep on talking, wise guy, because you know what's going to happen, Andrew?
Yes.
Right now, you get your revenge by throwing slices of cheese at Bo. I want the both of you to stand up. Stand up. Get on camera. Bo, turn your hat backwards like a baseball catcher. There you go. Stand up.
No.
He don't have to?
Okay.
Andrew, feel free to get closer. You are not going to hit him from there. I'm just being honest. Someone mic up Andrew, too, in case he has anything to say. Someone mic up Bo. You can't block him. Just sit next to him. Flutesy, maybe mic Andrew in case he needs it. Well, now Bo doesn't have a mic. All right. Yes, do it like I said. There you go. Okay, go ahead. So this is Andrew's idea. He actually did bring this to the table. He goes, Dave, I have a brand new segment. I go, what? He goes, I want to throw slices of cheese at Bo. I go, I'm in. I go, I'm sold. I go, that fits the East Side Dave show. Don't need to ask any other questions. Just, okay, go for it. So far, so good, Andrew.
Almost.
Still, at least you connected. That's two for two.
We're waiting in anticipation.
Oh, he got it! Then you have to stay with that piece of cheese on your head for the duration of the show. And if that piece of cheese falls, we're going to light your ass on fire.
And there you have it.
All right? You okay with those rules, Bo? That slice of cheese falls during the show, you get lit
like
on
Clorox?
Fire. Are you okay with... Oh, my God! What did it do? It was water. And you couldn't have planned that shit out any better.
Oh,
that was a fucking miracle, Bo. You know what? The only way the slice of cheese is allowed to fall off is if it goes somehow into your drink. So you know what, Bo? You win. That was amazing.
Narrowly.
Very good. Very good. To everyone involved.
All right, so do you feel better now? Now, you know, hopefully you and Bo one day can feel better about yourself. Now he's getting a new drink because he doesn't want to drink cheese water for the rest of the show. Well, speaking of sports, America's favorite sports host, Mike Francesa.
Yeah.
was, I don't know, took some sort of phone call, or let's look at this clip here. Drew, do we have this? Drew says to wait for a second. Roy, how the fuck are you, baby?
Pretty good, brother.
Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day itself? Because we did the show on the 15th, but then on the Sunday.
I stayed home and did nothing, bubby.
You didn't do anything. You don't drink anymore.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs. Nothing, man.
Yeah, right. You don't do drugs.
Do you eat salads all day?
Fucking bullshit.
Just eat shit around and eat salad all day,
man. Why? Nah. Why lie to everyone in the audience?
I'm not lying. I'm just teasing
you. Had a fucking Sid Barrett psychedelic breakdown.
Yeah, I sure did.
In John Sullivan's on Friday.
I ate some candy before you started chanting.
I was pretty sure you were going to shave your fucking eyebrows and your head and start like making sculptures out of trash. Like, that's how fucking, you know, distressed you were at that point. I thought, oh boy, here we go. We've lost Roy for good.
How late were you guys out? I was trying to figure that one out.
We were there for, what, 3 o'clock in the morning? They wanted to kick us out so bad. But because we stayed there so late, two more people came in at the last thing. You just saw the entire, like, you know, bar staff go, fuck. We are never getting rid of these people. I think at one point it was like 3:15 a.m. and it was just me and Drew, just like, you know, fucking singing Billy Joel songs or something. It was fucking. I wish that was a lie, but that's the truth.
Sounds like Anthony's basement, dude.
Hold on,
Andrew.
Boy, I have a question to ask you.
I'm all ears, buddy.
Love it.
How was your gig with Sean on Saturday?
Fucking A. Thanks for plugging that, buddy. Thank you.
I'm a team player.
Team player.
I had a gig, actually. I forgot about that. A rock and roll venue with Sean O. And
Sean O!
My Afghan Wigs tribute band.
Afghan Wigs tribute band.
Dude, the place was packed. Not only that, but...
They probably thought they were there to see the Afghan Wigs.
Dude, I saw... because
can possibly believe that there's an Afghan Wigs cover band.
Yeah, I saw two guys... Right, dead center
of the stage. How long was your set? Like 8 minutes long? How many songs do the Afghan Wigs have?
We played like two or three albums worth of shit, man. But I saw two guys wearing an Afghan Wigs shirt, I think a girl too, and they were like mouthing all the words. It blew my mind.
It was probably the Afghan Wigs themselves. they were incredulous that there's a fucking tribute band.
But it was
some people paid by the Afghan Wigs to show up.
Thanks for ruining the flow. We decided to have a little give and take with Dave, man.
God.
And you stepped all over his big fucking German dick. That's 9 inches long. All right? I know. Okay? I have cameras installed in his shower that he's unaware of. Drew, worry about it.
Because I got a small frame.
Drew? Francesa? This is Mike Francesa.
You made it through that time of year where there's just nothing going on. Now, all of a sudden,
pause
it
for a second,
up.
Drew. I'm sorry.
It cranks up in
pause?
A big way.
Do we have that ability? Someone, this is actually Mike Francesa talking about weather.
Weather, huh?
He has struggled so hard to do the show without dog to actually do sports talk that he's gone into old man senile fucking rants. And now today's rant is about weather.
What? Before you know it, it's 55 to 60 outside. And the days are longer. And the baseball's right around the corner. And the Masters is right around the corner. And the playoffs and hockey and basketball are right around the corner. And springtime. Summertime right around the corner.
That's hilarious.
Made it through the long, cold winter. You have 6 days of winter left.
It's 28 degrees yesterday, but whatever.
On the 20th, which obviously some of you may remember, is my birthday.
He plugs his own birthday. He's worse than Roy Harder. When Roy proudly pronounced, it's the Roy Harder birthday special. A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
This is the Roy Harder post show, David.
Is doing fucking weather at the, currently in New York City, it's a pleasant 58 degrees. We've got a 48 chance of precipitation, okay? And 58 degrees is different from 59. Okay, 59, you got to put on maybe, you could take off a layer. And 58, it's more like a windbreaker type of scenario. 59,
you could get away with a sweatshirt. Okay, I'm Mike Francesa, meteorologist. Let's take a look at Springfield, Illinois. Right now, okay, you can see Springfield, Illinois. Okay, it's been apparently either ravaged by the gangs from Chicago. Okay, they're dealing with lots of crime there. Okay, or a tornado hit it, some kind. I don't know, I'm not too familiar with the ins and outs, okay? This idea that Mike Francesa knows everything about Illinois is like, you know, let's take a look at Sacramento, California right now. And as you can see, there's 59% chance of Nazis, 100% chance of Jewish Holocaust on the way, okay? You can see sad faces and barbed wire. Okay, this idea that people are going to be rounded up because of their religion, okay? You know, at the same time, you know, Hitler 1945, it's different from Hitler 1933, okay? Hitler, you know, Hitler 1933, he's on the podium, he's virile, he's energetic. Hitler 1945, okay, drug problem, okay, wait a second, okay, Parkinson's, ravaged the body, shaking, okay, wait a second, shaking with the right hand, okay, very angry, okay, gun to the head, okay, cyanide capsule, he and Eva Braun, okay, dead in a bunker in Berlin, okay, this idea, now, Hitler 1933, Hitler, different than 1923, beer hall Hitler, much younger. Okay, the mustache, a little fluffier. Okay, not the Charlie Chaplin or that kind of Hitler. Okay, let's take a look at Toronto, Canada right now. Okay, you can see now there appears to be some sort of Dealey Plaza in Toronto, okay? And that seems like that's the president, okay? That's President John Fitzgerald Kennedy's motorcade, okay? Now, John F. Kennedy, 1963, different than John F. Kennedy, 1961. Okay, John Kelly, 1961. Head, brain, still very much intact. Okay? John Kelly, 1963. Okay, missing lots of brain matter. Okay, bullets, grassy knoll. Okay, second shooter. Okay, who's behind it? CIA. Okay? I have it on good, so, okay? I don't know why the Giants trade Odell Beckham Jr., but I do know why the CIA blew off John Kennedy's head. He wanted to end the Vietnam War. Okay, let's go to Oakland, California right now. And as you can see, it's a struggling time in Oakland. People, it's very hot. There appears to be a 100% chance of, I don't know, some kind of Somalian death camp scenario. Really nothing to laugh about when you consider, you know, but still, you know, they do have Steph Curry, and the Golden State Warriors have won many championships, and they're looking at another one this year. I think they're unbeatable, unless James Harden and the Houston Rockets have anything to do with it. Okay, let's go to Long Island, where Roy is from. Long Island, and as you can see, is the Hindenburg. It's 100% chance of explosion. People crying. Broadcasters, oh, the humanity. Okay, I'm Mike Francesa, psychedelic meteorologist. Oh. Fuck you, America. Oh.
Yes,
you.
Yes, 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 yes.
He takes the microphone away from Bo at every chance he gets. And ultimately, it's just to chant yes, and Andrew's giving you the thumbs down. Are you aware that Andrew right now is giving you the thumbs down, Jimmy? There's double thumbs from Andrew. Get a shot of the big guy, the big man, Andrew. There we go. Oh, look at that. Jim, what do you feel about that? Oh, my God. Fluch is giving you a thumbs down.
Lots of thumbs down. Fuck it. Join the band.
And, oh, my God.
Wow, look at that.
How do you feel about that, Jim? They're all giving you thumbs down. Andrea as well, and she's in the Navy.
bro.
I think this means I have to kill you now. Yeah, and
Andrea, the Navy lass says she's gonna have to kill you. How do you feel about this, Jim? Do you have some, maybe something you want to articulate via song, perhaps?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, now would be the time. I'm clearly trying to set you up for that.
Oh,
see? Right. You've seen the Inside Dave show before.
Missing Cues. Missing Cues 101.
Missing Cues is his goddamn nickname. Missing Cues 101.
Jimmy Missing Cues back.
All right, Jim. This is your fucking time to let us all have it for being such dicks to you every Tuesday. Primarily me. You got this? You and Roy have worked on this before
one,
the show?
Two, three,
I don't think
four.
You did. Get that mic high and tight, baby.
This is the day before the day of spring. You know what I mean? We gotta do the thing. It's starting to get warm. I'm ready to make out. If you don't, I might stalk you and start a stakeout. I love you a lot because it's starting to warm up. Maybe I'll smoke pot. I'm from a broken family. You are a pretty girl. I'm a boy, not gay. You might rock my world and then you'll run away. But this is the day before the day of spring. You know what I mean? We gotta do the thing. I am a freak on March 19th. I do primal screams. I show my teeth. I will tell you stories. That's what we will hear. I'm from a broken family. I'm not queer. The weather's going to get hotter. I'll remove my thermals. I'm not Colonel Potter. I'll release all scrambles.
It's two
because
pages?
This is the day before the day of spring. You know what I mean. We gotta do the thing.
Jimmy, everyone. Jimmy. Horrifying, all right. Jimmy. It'll terrify you. Especially if you're on pot right now. We apologize for this. We apologize for this.
Literally never know.
I love the Jimmy.
Oh, Roy.
Poison.
Consider yourself blessed. Real quick, Billboard fucked up whoever was in charge of their Twitter. They fucked something up. And they said, they said, you can play it, Drew. It says, Eastside Dave joins cast of new Hulu series, Wu-Tang, an American saga. Apparently, I got an acting gig.
That's awesome.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Eastside Dave.
My name is Redman, baby. That's me, baby. I'm in Wu-Tang the Clownville. Yeah.
I mean, that's really all I have. There's apparently a rapper, I guess, named Dave East, but they tagged him at Eastside Dave, which is my verified Twitter account. Thank you. So that got a.
That's amazing.
So I thank them.
Did you get any followers because of that?
I did.
I bet you did. Yeah,
I did. I got
how long is it? Actually,
34,000 followers.
Beautiful,
because
David.
Of that. So another round of applause for me.
Did they actually take the tweet down, or is it still up?
I think they took it down, but that fucking shit was screen capped like this,
You should have fucked with them, dude. You should have.
I said thank you very much. No, I was cordial.
Oh.
I was like, thank you for the well wishes.
Oh.
I hope I represent the white redheaded guy in Wu-Tang Clan. Well, not sure that that guy exists in that rap group.
I bought the shirt for nothing, Dave.
Oh, wow, he's wearing the Wu-Tang shirt. Robert the Intern. Give yourself 2 points for timing, baby. I love it. Look at this.
Robert's my nigga.
Excuse me?
I said Robert's my nigga.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
You said Robert's your N-word.
One more time, I didn't hear
you. Roy, as compound meeting HR, you're suspended 1 week.
You are not going to make that call.
Shit.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. No. It's time for the flute game. Let's go.
Free speech.
I'm actually excited for this one. For a change.
She does lots of shows. She mentions Eastside Dave.
She got cojones. She got the puntis. Flutesy, flutesy. Tequila. Consuela. She sucked the dildo.
All right, so.
What's poppin'?
So,
nothing?
Flutesy's limping. Did you catch that, David? Flutesy's got a little limp to her today.
Yeah.
You have a limp. What happened?
Good night?
I had really good sex.
Oh, no.
No,
go.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That didn't happen.
I was going to say, you and Chipper saying perhaps? Or?
No.
So how was your appearance on Chip Checker?
It was a blast. It
you
was
had a
really
good time?
Fun.
That's great. That's
a lot
great.
Of people talking.
You plugged our show.
I plugged the show. I did. I'm not Bo.
You hear that, Bo?
I know.
She's not you. You mealy-mouthed piece of shit. That's what she just said. That's a direct quote from what she just said 4 seconds ago.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. You could stare at your shoes all you want.
Miller's Crossing. Only kidding.
Well, Jimmy just got the fucking song. Thanks a lot. Thanks for playing the game. All right, well, that's the game.
Last week was so funny.
We were all blacked out from last week. We were going to have her play the fucking song.
Including the audience.
That was going to be the big joke. So now you fucked up the whole goddamn joke. Cry. Cry for me right now.
I want to see tears of blood come out of your eyes.
At least punch yourself in the stomach. All right, this is
better. Wait, don't do that. You might get cancer.
This is better.
Or like extra fat.
Say, why did I do this? Why did I do this? Say, why did I do this, David?
Why did I do this, David?
It's okay, Jimmy.
Do you have a backup song now that he ruined the little joke? Do you have a backup? She has a backup song. Yeah. She's a professional. Unlike you. Unlike you, you fucking asshole. She's got a backup song. You're lucky.
David.
Yes.
Has anyone caught you jerking off lately?
No, I'm living alone.
I know, but I'm just curious. Like, what if they came over and then you did it?
What if my parents came over? I have that fucking shit locked three goddamn times.
Like, do they ever just barge in?
I will say this. A block away from me, I was outside, you know, smoking a doobie, baby. Smoking it up, doing like what I call a Roy's and Hortons. And, you know, police sirens. I didn't panic because marijuana in New Jersey, almost by next week, it will be 100% legal. Like, we're almost there. It just got passed through another round. On the 25th, it's going to get passed. And then the governor, who said he will sign it and make it legal. So they're not going to bust someone outside smoking a joint.
No,
but right. At the same time, you see one cop car, okay, fine. You see two cop cars, oh, shit, okay. Then I saw more fucking cop cars, and they all parked with lights and sirens at the end of the block.
Oh, dear.
Then they get out, and I'm looking at what's going on, and all I see is, put it down, man! Put it the fuck down! Put it the fuck down, man! And when you are super duper hot, and you see a fucking
eat
cop
that cigarette,
pull
man.
Out guns.
Yeah.
And go put it the fucking down. And I'm a creative type, so my mind starts thinking some guy's got a gun up to his old lady,
dude.
Or some sort of axe scenario. I don't know. I was like, oh no, this is bad. This is almost as scary as the East Side Dave show right now.
Dave, you ever get shot at for real?
No, but this was goddamn fucking scary. I ran in the house. I not only deadbolted everything, I turned off the television and all the lights.
Oh my God, David, you must have really
had a friend. If I had just hid under the bed, that would have completed.
And they I got shot at once when I was in Ireland.
Paranoid.
I tried to look it up about what happened, but I still haven't seen anything. So I'll give you an update, I guess, next Tuesday.
And that was
but
a block away from
it
your house.
Was fucking scary shit.
Did you move into the South Bronx?
I did, in fact.
Because that shit happens in the South Bronx.
I told you, I saw a dead body in the South Bronx on my way home from a Yankee game, from the D-train walk from the subway to Fordham University, and there was a guy literally with his head blown off.
Ugh,
and his head was swollen as big as a fucking light bulb.
Did you call 911?
It was fucking terrifying. And some New York detective goes up and goes, well, he's dead, all right. I was like, what kind of fucking weird David Fincher line is this?
Somebody
has to announce
it. It
was like a scene right out of Seven or some shit. Right. Okay.
On that note,
let's go. We have callers already. So let's play the song. Guess the movie the song's from. You're the champion. Oh, and we have a special prize. Not only do you get to change your Twitter profile, Instagram, Facebook as well, to the March, 19th Eastside Dave Show champion, we're going to throw in a pair of tickets to the IWF Loud and Proud event, April 13th in Nutley, New Jersey. So you should probably be local, but hell, we'll mail them out to you if you're in fucking California or Alabama or wherever the fuck if you want to get up here.
Yeah.
So,
same
Peter,
place.
Make sure you take put them on hold and take their address, okay? All right. Now let's play the song.
Thank you.
Bravo. Oh, yeah. Bravo. All right.
That one she nailed. Yeah. And woo, it's from a good movie for a change. Not some shitty Keanu like Reeves rom-com. Or,
all right, or like Miller's Crossing.
Or Miller's Crossing. Thanks, Jim. Thanks a lot.
That job.
Hawk, who was first?
We got Brady.
Brady from Colorado!
Brady
has really become an up-and-coming champion in 2019.
Yeah, he's got
he even came into the studio all the way from Colorado for an episode of the East Side Dave Show. Shoot.
Brady, I miss you, man.
Didn't think he'd ever actually leave.
I love you, Jimmy.
I love you,
part of my family.
Whatever it was.
All right, Brady, you're on fire. Now, do you want a second playing of the song, or do you have a guess?
No, I have a guess, Mr. Champion. Okay. I'm not too confident in this one, though.
It's okay. I believe in you.
It's like a third shot. It's not from Aladdin, is it?
Aladdin, Flutie?
Oh, Brady. No.
Love you, Flutie. Love you, Jimmy.
Love you, Brady. But get the fuck off the phone,
man. I'm sorry, buddy.
Get him the fuck off the phone, man. Get him the fuck off the phone, man. You're going to fucking get the goddamn question wrong. You're going to get off the fucking phone, man. Just get the fuck off the phone, man.
What deodorant are you wearing, Dave?
Doug from Georgia. None of your beeswax. It's a brand new brand from Gillette. Doug from California. Or Georgia. Doug's calling from Georgia.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Doug's calling from Georgia. How about them Bulldogs, baby?
Yeah, how about them dogs?
All right. Well, all right. So,
I don't give a fuck.
Braves fan, maybe, or you don't care about sports
at
all.
Braves fan. Okay.
Do you need another playing of the song, Doug? Or
no, Flutie did an amazing job with that one. I think it's pretty easy.
And?
That's the theme. From Fargo.
Fargo! Doug is a champion!
Go, 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 go,
change your Twitter profile to the March 19th, 2019 East Side Dave Show champion, Doug. And stay on hold. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the IWF Loud and Proud Wrestling event. April 13th in Nutley, New Jersey, which Father David will be in attendance
for. Oh, yes.
All right, Doug.
Sounds amazing. That sounds great. I wish I could be there.
You're getting the tickets anyway. Doug, the winner.
Steal a car drive up.
You're getting it. Who knows, Doug?
Make it happen, Doug.
You're going to get there.
Steal a car.
Put him on hold there, Hawkins, and get his address so Kevin can mail out the tickets.
Or, find somebody who works for an airline. Get the buddy pass, you know?
Get the buddy pass. All right.
Figure it out.
Flutie, everyone! Get the buddy pass! That's what Flutie has with several men around New York City. The buddy pass!
The buddy pass. Get the fucking buddy pass.
Buddy pass.
When I fly, I always get the buddy pass.
What airline? Shitty United? What kind of fucking... Well, I tell you, there's no reason to wait for chaos, is there?
No!
There's never a reason to wait for excitement and electricity, is there?
No!
There's never a time to wait for dominance.
No!
And I'm waiting for his song to be played so I can stop talking, because I would love it. Here it comes!
Who's that?
Who's that? Kevin!
Where?
Where? Kevin, oh my God, watch out! Oh, watch out!
Oh my God! Oh my God. He's coming towards me, David! He's coming towards me!
Oh, he's here! Kevin, that is him! The master of the IWF champion is here to bring pain!
Bring
the
pain! He's bringing pain, David!
Kevin! He treats stools like shit!
Yeah, and
he
Nazis!
He treats stools the way he treats women like shit!
Kevin!
I'm here. I'm pissed off. It's Tuesday night. It's the East Side Dave Show. We're in New York City, and tonight we are gonna raise some hell.
Kevin!
Dave, we are just 3.5 weeks away from the end of your life. When you step in the ring again, April 13th, IWF Loud and Proud in Nutley, New Jersey, you've lost your mind. Are you really going through with this?
I am absolutely. Father David is not scared of Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Gilbert got on my fucking Scheiser list years ago.
He did?
For rejecting a young David, who was 32 years old at the time, for an autograph.
Aren't you used to rejection by now?
Yes, I am. But not from professional wrestlers who I had a fiver for, and I was ready to give him my $5 bill if he signed a goddamn little fucking Gilbert picture. And he turned me down. I gotta get lunch. I'm hungry. I've been signing autographs for 4 hours. I need to get some lunch. And then, did I ever get my goddamn Gilbert autograph?
No!
No, I did not! And I'm still fucking hopping mad about it. And that's why,
right,
on April 13th,
what are you gonna do
kick
about
some
it?
Ass.
What's gonna happen?
At the 22nd annual IWF Loud and Proud Wrestling Event.
Right?
Hail Mary.
On Nutley, in Nutley, New Jersey.
Right?
Not on top of it.
In it.
In it.
At the recreation center.
Exactly.
Right? What's gonna happen? Tell the people!
I'll tell you what's gonna happen.
Right?
The goddamn teleprompter is gonna fucking play my goddamn fucking promo, and Hawk, how fucking rusty are you tonight? Get your fucking shit together, you fucking son of a bitch!
Father, please, relax!
Listen to me fucking die!
You're a holy man!
Father David, the nuns can't take it.
Because on April 13th, at the IWF fucking thing, if you look at the screen, you will see there is nothing there. What's happening there? Keep it like that. Now my blood's boiling here. I might have to take on Gilbert, and I might have to fucking paralyze Hawk next.
Yeah,
that might have to happen. Jesus fuck.
I'll come in that control room right now.
Because in the name of the Father,
yes,
and of the Son,
yes,
and of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
Gilbert, I'm going to scrape some shit off you like burnt toast. Give me an amen.
Amen.
Gilbert has no idea what he's getting into.
None.
And that's because my wrestling career is practically non-existent.
Zero experience.
Give me an
amen. Zero experience.
Amen.
No, I had two matches.
Yeah, but you're 0-2.
Fine. Maybe Father David is 0-2. Well, let me tell you about a team that started 0-2 in the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills. And they went on to lose two more Super Bowls.
Right, they lost four in a row.
Shit, my comparisons are as bad as my alcohol problem. Amen!
Amen!
But you know what they say? Even a broken clock shines on a dog's ass once in a while, or who cares? I'm fucking drunk. Amen!
Amen!
Gilbert, like the great priest Father Dean Martin said in Cannonball Run, I'm gonna make you rosary bleed! Amen!
Amen! Touch me, Father David. Touch me. Heal me. Heal me.
Laying the hands on you, Kevin. Laying the hands
Shine the light upon the boy.
Gilbert, Father David is gonna perform an exorcism on your ass, which means I'm gonna tie you to the bed while you puke on my shoes. Amen! You see, Gilbert, the difference between you and me is you walk around like you own the place, Daddy.
He does.
Well, not only do I not own the place, but I'm pretty sure I'll be evicted by April 1st. Amen!
Amen!
Gilbert, you claim to be fan-friendly. The only person I'm friendly to is my bookie.
Yeah.
And that's because if I don't give him a cut of the communion money this Sunday, he's gonna break my fucking legs! Amen!
Break it down for me, David! Break it down!
So come April 13th in Nutley, New Jersey, at the IWF Loud and Proud event, Gilbert, you're gonna be praying for last rites.
Get on your knees!
After Father David gets done with you. But I won't give them to you, cause I'm not a real goddamn
No, he's not!
Amen!
No, he's not! Amen!
Hail Mary! Full of grace! Father David is gonna kick your face! Amen! Give me a
face, Gilbert.
So.
Wow, David.
Now, you can see, Kevin, I'm pretty pumped for the match.
You're pumped? Look at these nipples.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing Father David needs to do, Kevin, is to begin training.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The only thing left for you to do is to begin training.
Begin training. I don't have any moves.
We're 27 days away.
Right. And I've
been haven't started training.
No, I haven't.
What have you been doing?
Drinking. Smoking a lot.
And praying, Father David.
Sour Patch Kids. I can't get enough of them. I mean, Roy, are you right?
Sour Patch in the back.
When you're high? Holy shit. But as for training... No.
How's your diet? How's your diet?
Pretty shitty.
Guinness.
A lot of fast food. Wendy's. Sometimes I chase it with Burger King. Bad. It's a bad diet, actually.
How's your sleeping regimen?
Oh, not good. Sleep about 3 hours a night or so. I got a little insomnia. And then also, for some reason, pot keeps me up these days.
Okay.
So now I like to smoke pot and watch Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. It's a great movie to watch when you're high. Now, but as far as training goes...
Have you abstained from women? Because they say during training, women makes legs men weak.
That's my personal life, Kevin, and I am a priest. But I'll tell you something.
Oh, jeez.
I couldn't get laid in a convent, Kevin, to answer your question.
What about masturbation?
I've been jerking off a lot, though. That's for sure. How about a round of applause? How about amen for that?
Actually, he's erect right now. I can confirm.
I mean, we had Blue Chew as a sponsor for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And they sent me a few pills.
We ate the spot.
Oh, man. You smoke a joint, you put on Star Wars Episode 3, you jerk the fuck off. I'm telling you, man, but that's
Dave,
a Friday night for you.
Dave,
as far as training goes, though,
you realize
need
that
a few moves, like a clothesline or maybe a body slam. How about a classic suplex?
Dave, on April 13th, you're stepping into the ring with a professional wrestling legend.
Right, Gilbert.
Tito Santana's going to be there.
Tito!
Brian Blair from the Killer Bees is going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, legendary ring announcer Gary Michael Capetta is going to be there.
Gary Michael Capetta.
I'm going to be there wrestling. Dave, you're stepping in the ring with Gilbert. He's a former WWE light heavyweight champion, and you have yet to begin your training?
Yeah, I didn't really think about this.
You're going to embarrass me, Roy, your family, your kids.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time I embarrass my family.
No, that's definitely true.
Or me, David.
I already disowned you.
I do have an idea, because I've been talking so much shit about Gilbert, and now as we get closer to the date, I'm scared that I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah, no shit.
Any way for you to put like a little red wig on your head, and you get in the ring for me?
I already have my hands. I'm
paint
in
an orange beard on you. Or
I'm
something.
In a no disqualification match on April 13th.
I know. Double down, baby. Please, I'll get like a Ronald McDonald wig for you.
I have to focus on my opponent. You need to worry about yours. You haven't lived up. Roy, you're his manager.
I am.
Now, the organist, by the way. Roy Hart, you're going to be there? April 13th, you're going to have to be there.
Not only will I be there, I will be praying for you, David.
I don't need it.
Let's rehash this. Last year at the 21st annual Loud and Proud, and all this is to raise money for American Cancer Society.
Boom.
You set a world record for being in a Royal Rumble for the... shortest amount of time in the history of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You were in the Royal Rumble for a second and a half. You broke the previous low set by Bushwhacker Luke back in 1990.
Yeah.
So
that's not good, right?
No, I mean, it's not good.
It is a record.
You got thrown over the top rope in a second and a half. Now you're in a one-on-one match with Gilbert.
Well, I feel like I'm better. I'm more qualified. There's too many
you
guys
have no,
in a
you're not
Royal
even
Rumble.
Qualified to host a radio or TV show. What makes you qualified to step inside a professional wrestling ring?
Because it's not a radio show. No, it's not
an inside game show.
That's why I'm fucking... I'm going to pop for that, you fucking assholes. Drew, get that applause sign for him. That's why, Kevin. I feel like I am prepared. I feel like Gilbert doesn't stand
a chance. I'm prepared!
Yeah!
I'm prepared for April 13th!
You do look good.
You're not. Don't touch my shoulder ever again.
Until we're off camera. It's okay. So you're saying that I should have taken this a little more seriously. I should.
You take nothing seriously.
I know.
Damn it, nothing.
That's the problem.
Not your job, not your family, not the ex-wife.
Oh,
you take nothing seriously. When are you going to grow up and get your act together?
April 13th. NIWF, Loud and Proud. That's what I'm going to fucking grow up. I'm going to grow up and I'm going to put my size 12 in your fucking ass, Gilbert. And I'm going to stop a mud hole and walk it dry.
Hey, copyright infringement to Stone Cold Steve Austin there.
Nothing you say is original, so why worry about now?
All right, fine. Now, I thought we need a little help, maybe.
You need a lot of help.
Okay. I'm on medication. I'm doing my best. Now, we thought, you know, what we like to do when Kevin's here is to have a wrestling promos.
Yes. Yes.
And maybe.
Yes.
Maybe I do need a little help. So how about this? The wrestling promo contest. Maybe you guys can help me out. And you cut a wrestling promo on Gilbert. Before you do it, you know, think about what you want to say. Drew, can you Google image a picture of Gilbert so that they have a little physical... thing to go off of here, and we'll show the folks at home who aren't familiar with Gilbert. He's a beastly man.
Is it like Gilbert as in Godfrey kind of
no,
guy?
No, his name is Gilbert. Don't complicate. That's him right there. He's clenching. He's pissed off.
I don't want us to jinx anything, because every time I come to the studio, a WWE legend or Hall of Famer dies.
I know, King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy. The last time I was here was Mean Gene Okerlund. The time before that was Pedro Morales. The time before that was Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like I'm a legend killer. So now if we do these promos on Gilbert, what if, you know, God
That's
forbid
right.
tonight he has a heart attack and drops dead? My fault!
Then I will win by count! And I'll take it!
Amen! He needs necessary, Gilbert, so tonight if you have a heart attack,
someone
your winner
just,
right here.
Someone just take his corpse and put it outside the ring so the ref can count it 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 10, and I can win by count out. And I'm going to take that victory. This will be the third wrestling match that I'm
That's
in.
That's right.
I want to go 1-2.
And you're okay? used to laying on top of corpses.
That's right, I am.
Whatever
I love
you have
necrophilia.
To Well, usually it's women corpses that you're laying on top of at the funeral home, but that's another story.
Okay, in any event.
Are we ready to do this?
You've seen the picture of Gilbert, right?
Yeah.
How about that King Kong Bundy, though, real quick? He's from Jersey.
Oh, my God.
So that one
hit
home.
He's a neighbor of yours.
He's a neighbor of mine. That one hit home. I love King Kong Bundy. Everyone will say King Kong Bundy, of course, fighting the Hulkster in WrestleMania 2 in a cage match.
Right.
I actually like King Kong Bundy in WrestleMania 3. Where he body slammed a midget and then dropped an elbow on him.
Hey!
450 pounds of full King Kong Bundy destroying a little person.
You know what my favorite King Kong Bundy memory is? His appearances on Married with Children.
Married with Children,
yeah,
of course.
When he squashed Bud Bundy the Bumblebee.
Absolutely.
You know, King Kong Bundy is the reason why I shave my back these days.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I grew up watching
him on TV.
Now a little fun fact for Roy Hunter.
Yeah.
What's the reason why you shave your taint?
Oh.
That wrestler's not up there.
Flutie?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, I like your shave, baby.
Oh, wait, now it's a family show?
Oh, yes,
man. Go to hell, everybody.
Oh, little fingers now. Okay.
Too soon on Roy's taint jokes?
So, the point is this. You guys know what Gilbert looks like now?
Yeah.
You ready to cut these wrestling promos or what?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't want you to go first. We're going to start with Andrew.
You people sitting out there in the peanut gallery, woo, don't waste my time. Bring it!
Oh!
Bring it! These better be good, damn it! Yes!
All right, we're going to start with Andrew. We should probably get the camera of the back of the room. Okay, here we go. God damn it, Kevin.
Who's the judge of this?
Turn off your
Who's the
goddamn
judge?
Phone. You are, Kevin.
I'm
you
the
are
judge?
The judge, yes. Of course.
Better be good.
The Master
this
of Chaos will be the judge of this wrestling promos competition.
I'm the judge, jury, and executioner.
He's a tough judge. He's going to kill you if you fuck this up. All right?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes.
Just anything, anything, you know, pulsating. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pulsating right now.
All right.
Thank God this desk is covered
in water.
Ready, Andrew?
Hell yeah.
Begin. Oh, I love it, Andrew. Begin.
Hell yeah.
Love it. Love it, Andrew. Okay.
Get into it. Get into it. Let's see the emotion. Let's see the passion. Let's see the veins pop in your neck.
Gilbert, you will incur the wrath of Father David.
Yeah.
You will submit to his every move.
Yeah.
And Father David will put you deep into the ring and over the ring.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Right
Hell
there.
Yeah!
Right there is a prescription for pain. Yes.
Somehow I'm going to put him deep into the ring, but also over the ring.
That's fine.
Maybe I'm going to clone him. Well, how would you do that?
That's fine, because don't forget.
Into the ring and then over the ring.
Don't forget, because later on I'm going to pile drive Jimmy down to the sixth floor.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm a 59-time champion.
That's a match we need to make happen right here on the East Side Dave Show at some point.
You thought his diaper was dirty before? Wait till he soils that Pampers tonight.
Damn, Jimmy.
You know what?
You got your comeuppance, son. All right, number two. Let's go. Flip it.
All right.
Come on, baby.
Gilbert, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
You small dick infidel.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
you cross-eyed trapezoid.
Yeah, turn me on.
How many championships will you win against Father David? Zero. That's how many. You know why? I want you to jump in a pool when it's raining with your stupid Speedo so Father David could bring the lightning on you.
I like that one.
I love me some Bootsy.
I like that one. Okay. So far, it's actually off to a decent start for a fucking change.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Now, here comes Momentum Killer.
Well, it's over.
Bo.
Now, dude. We should
Bo.
Gilbert.
Go ahead.
You and that face of yours, that face that looks like you think you're glad that years ago you screwed over, deprived the East Side Dave of an autograph.
You screwed over this guy.
Well, guess what? You, because you hurt Father Dave's feelings, he's gonna hurt your feelings with an ass kicking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hurt his feelings. I mean, he's a very sensitive boy. Kevin.
I saw some great effort out of Bobo.
All right, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Here we go.
All right, here. Oh, Jimmy's getting up.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, Gilbert.
Yeah.
You are fighting the essence, a half deity. You heard of Gilbert Gottfried? You will be Gilbert Gottfried! Bye! Father Day! Destroy! I am like Sodom and Gomorrah! Sodom and Gomorrah! You will burn in the hell of three levels
right,
of
get
hell!
Away. Get him out of here! Die. Get him out of here! He's losing it! He's losing his marbles!
My father's
All right, Jimmy! Jimmy, please, you're scaring everyone. All right, Jimmy, family show. Jimmy, calm it down. He's actually having a breakdown. That's the problem here. That's the problem. Jimmy, enough. Okay. Usually we go from Jimmy to Roy, but I don't know. Robert, do you want to participate? Robert does want to participate. Andrea, do you want in on this at all? You don't have to if you don't want. I think you're just dealing with
She's saying, buzz right now. Get me out of here.
Andrea's saying.
I'm dealing with sobriety. I apologize.
She's sober.
See, well, if you're not stoned or drunk, this show makes no sense.
All right, Robert wants in.
Come on, Robert.
The intern.
All right, Robert,
you're
ready?
In right now.
Gilbert, you faced a lot in the WWE and your championships.
Louder, Robert.
What you have not faced is a man of God. Dave is a product of the Holy Church. Father David, you're a product of incest.
Oh.
Be prepared as he smites you and rains down the plagues like Moses in Egypt.
Oh, I like it.
And he leaves you decimated in a wasteland of hurt and pain.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking evil. In a wasteland of hurt and pain. I sort of like. Sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song
to
me.
Shut the front door. That was great.
Yeah. Oh,
decimated.
Man.
You see, that shirt brought him luck. Okay. That shirt brought him luck.
Good job, Robert.
Wow.
Good job.
I'm impressed.
Okay, Roy.
If he's intern, I say hire him right now.
Yeah, well, I wish
hire
we could.
This man.
All right. Where is he? Where is he, Guthrie? Gilbert, whatever that fucking name is. Where is he?
For the last
there he is. I see him out there.
Nothing to do
you,
with Gilbert Guthrie.
Popeye. I'm calling you Popeye because you look like Popeye.
Oh, I like it, though.
And you know what I do to Popeye?
Yeah.
The same shit that olive oil does to Popeye.
Oh.
That's
suck
right.
His dick.
The bad shit. Popeye, I'm coming for you, Popeye.
You found a Popeye thief. You wouldn't leave it.
Yeah.
Even when it stopped making sense.
Yeah,
he does look like Popeye,
but
the olive oil, the rambling.
I didn't quite get to my Pluto bit.
I like the beginning of the Popeye.
Spank my bottom. That was great.
How about this? Yeah. Think of a way to capitalize on the good Popeye analogy, because we're doing round two.
Yeah.
And that's it. Ooh. Round two is up right now, and this will do it. The winner wins the whole goddamn contest. Round two begins right now, Andrew!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
do it, let's do it, let's make it nice. Let's do it, water and ice. Let's do it, let's do it, let's go for the brick. Let's do it, let's do it, let's suck on my dick. Let's do it, let's do it, have a glass. Let's do it, Kobe, eat my ass. Kobe, eat my ass. Tell me,
oh, what the hell? Okay, sorry. All right, now go, Andrew, go ahead. I'm sorry, I got into the music. Go ahead,
that's
Andrew.
All right.
All right.
I feel like I'm in a bathhouse.
Yeah, Gilbert. Gilby, he's praying that Father David doesn't kill you. He will choke you out.
Yeah.
And punch you in your face.
Yeah.
And knock you out.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be a homicide April 13th.
We are going to literally murder him.
We're
going to
murder him.
We are going to kill him because in wrestling, you are actually allowed to kill people.
Yeah. Homicide is legal.
Yeah. One sport where you can still murder someone.
Yes.
All right, Flutie, round two. Let's go.
All right. Gilbert, you ever feared death as much as you will on April 13th when Father David is going to choke line you straight into the ground? And guess what? You're going to fear death so bad, the skid marks coming out of your ass and onto your Speedo is what's going to make you slide across the ring.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when Flutie gets dirty.
Right on your ass.
She's getting dirty.
Very gross, actually. She's talking about fecal
matter.
She's
getting dirty. I'm salivating.
I mean, and also, I'm not sure if there's a move called the choke line.
You choker. What is it called?
Well, a clothesline.
Clothesline.
I've hung out with Flutie before in private.
Yes.
And there is a choke line.
Oh! Oh! So choke line! That's right, baby. Skid mark your way out of the ring.
Bobo round two. Let's go, baby. Come on, Bo.
Gilbert.
Bring it.
Back in the day, you were just a knockoff Goldberg back in the day. Ripping off someone else's gimmick. Well, guess what? Father Dave, he's authentic. And he's delivering unauthentic ass kicking. April 13th in Nutley, New Jersey at the Rec Center.
Oh! An authentic ass kicking is what Gilbert is
going
to get.
I was waiting for him to rhyme a word with gimmick. That's where he was going. Hammock.
Yeah.
Gimmick.
Picnic. I don't know. You can play around with it a little bit. All right. I mean, let's go Robert before you, Jimmy. Go ahead. Robert. Since you're closer to both.
Gilbert, do unto others as they will do unto you. Your rudeness will be paid forward with interest.
Oh.
Sure, you have the winning record. You have the history. So did Goliath. But when Father David raises his slingshot and strikes you down, he will personally crucify you and stamp your one-way ticket to hell, April 13th.
We're going to have a homicide and we're going to have a crucifixion. Doesn't it get any better for Father David?
Robert the intern on fire tonight. Here's a guy who's ice cold. His name is Jimmy. Let's go round two.
There is nothing
here we go again.
That you
Jesus
will see
Christ.
In your history, in your reputation. Let me tell you, there's going to be a new move when Father David gets into the ring. It's going to be called the Altar Boy. Because he's going to fuck you over.
That's wrong. That's bad.
I have feelings now. It's not because I have feral feelings. That I've been denying since I met him. I'm not. It's not that. But this is what's going to happen. You will be destroyed. You will have no dignity. No male dignity ever. You will need a bloody altar boy throne.
Go home, Jimmy.
You will burn in the three levels.
All right. Take the microphone away from
once
Jim.
You reference the altar boys, it's over.
Yeah.
You might be kicked off this network.
And you know, go home in wrestling means, what does go home in wrestling mean, Kevin?
Slit your throat.
No, it doesn't mean that, Jimmy. It means just wrap it up, okay?
Jesus.
You need to...
That's a show, Jimmy, did you have a clergy incident as a child?
He's had...
Wrap it up. Close the door. Take the condom off. You're done.
He was touched by an angel.
Touched by everyone is the name of his show.
Well, speak for yourself.
All right, Roy, let's go, baby.
Hey!
Round two, end the competition.
Don't waste my time, Roy!
Hey, you!
The guy who looks like Mickey Mouse. That's
Mouse.
Right. You.
Popeye.
Yeah. No, Mickey Mouse now.
All right.
Now I can see what he really looks like.
Okay.
Anyway. Shit, man. I'm
Popeye.
So mad. I don't even know what I'm going to do to
Popeye.
Fucking Mickey Popeye.
Popeye.
No, it's...
But this time. Repeat. Popeye.
Popeye.
But this time.
But this time.
You're not going to have your
you're
spinach.
You're not going to have a goddamn spinach, eh,
you
man?
Understand me?
This time I'm going to put the spinach down your fucking throat.
You might be Popeye.
Yeah, you might be Popeye.
But I'm Bluto.
But I'm fucking Bluto, baby.
Yeah.
God.
Wow. I was trying to help you with the Popeye. The Mickey Mouse thing made no sense.
Yeah, I got mixed up.
I know. But
wait a minute. Wait. I need complete silence.
Complete
silence? I need complete silence.
Oh, jeez.
Everybody.
It's called dead air.
This is serious for a minute. Okay. Everybody. Listen closely.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
You hear it? You hear that sound?
No.
It's
just
the sound of...
Wrap this up.
You know what that sound is?
What is it?
Hello,
it's
darkness.
My fist
Crickets.
Hitting Goldberg in the Gilbert in the face.
Oh!
All right. Wait. You hear that other sound? You know what that other sound is?
What? Still crickets.
That sound is Gilbert's face hitting the floor!
Oh! Kevin, are you sure you can't substitute yourself for me?
No.
For this match?
We have a lot of work to do over the next 27 days to get you ready for April 13th.
We're going to have to meet
up. We have a lot of work.
We're going to have to meet
up. And you can get your tickets right here. Tickets and t-shirts, campiwf.com, to see Eastside Dave. I'm going to have him ready. Even if it kills me, you will be ready.
Woo!
It's going to be protein shakes. It's going to be egg whites. It's going to be broccoli. It's going to be spinach. It's going to be no women. It's going to be no masturbation. There's going to be no alcohol. It's going to be 10 hours of sleep a day. We're going to take you down. When you get off the air or at radio, on the beach, we're going to jog up and down the dunes. You will be in shape for April 13th. But because, damn it, you will not embarrass me, Roy, these good people, this network, your family, your wife, your ex-wife, your kids, your current wife, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend anymore.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm pissed off, God.
I mean, I agree wholeheartedly to at least two of those things. The milkshakes. I love strawberry.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, a nice strawberry with chocolate syrup. Ever have that? Oh, that's tasty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Breyers. Try it out.
Remember ice? Right.
I like the
remember ice cream night?
Oh!
A lot of tension in the room.
Maybe? Was I drugged?
All right, Kevin.
Yeah.
You have to decide. You have to be the judge. Who won the wrestling promo contest targeted at Gilbert? Who was what? We had Big A. We had Flutzy. We had Bobo.
Yes.
Robert the Intern, Jimmy, and Roy Harder's bizarre cartoon analogies. Okay.
Well, let me just say this. Big
yes,
A, it wasn't you.
Oh. Thought you did well, Andrew. I'm not going to lie.
Roy Harder?
Mm. Wasn't you.
Just like your mother said the day you were born, a complete disappointment.
Oh, that's a shame. She said that?
She did, David.
That is awful.
Damn.
We're going to reveal the honorable mention, second place, all the way from Pennsylvania, Robert the Intern.
Hey, Robert! All right, hey! Runner-up is nothing to be embarrassed by, Robert.
I have a tie for first place.
Day show. Yeah.
I have a tie for first place.
Tie for first?
Bobo, like me, you're a Mets fan, and unfortunately, us Mets fans and the Mets never finish in first place, so we never win anything. We're losers because we're Mets fans. Tie for first place. I love the intensity. I love the fury. I love the passion, and that's Jimmy.
Oh!
And he is tied with...
Bobo!
Bobo,
you're not tied.
You didn't win.
No.
He was saying that
right,
you're a loser because you're a Mets fan.
Yeah.
Jimmy's the
just
one
like
who's
me.
Tied.
I'm a Mets fan, too.
You had won nothing, Bo.
Bobo, we're losers.
You
we
need to listen closer. Pay attention.
Jimmy, you...
I know you were confused.
All right, I was confused.
But you had nothing to do with winning a championship. Jimmy's tied.
Jimmy.
Which leaves only one other person here.
The person you're tied with... I saw the unbridled passion. I saw the vein popping out of her neck. I saw the conviction. And I love it. It turned me
Come
off.
Come on, baby!
Look, Dave, I'm turned on right now. Flutzy!
Hold on. Let's not celebrate.
Fucking tie.
Inside Dave Show, we do not do fucking ties. We're gonna do a 30 seconds.
Shit.
That's it. Overtime, sudden death right now. And that's a 30-second time limit on you, Jim. I'm looking at you with the fucking time limit. That means Flutzy versus Jimmy. Oh. One of you wins. Kevin will decide.
We got our own March Madness right here. We're in overtime.
Ties are the equivalent of a double disqualification,
yeah,
Kevin. We
Nobody's
can't have that
happy.
Shit. All right. Flutzy, sudden death overtime begins right now.
All right. Gilbert. You fucking, you Down Syndrome Roy Harder looking motherfucker.
Wow.
At the end of the day, this is what's gonna happen to your ass. You're gonna need a bigger fucking ass when Father David comes and kicks him right out of the fucking ring, baby.
Over
the net. Fuck volleyball. Fuck tennis.
Fuck volleyball.
This is wrestling and your ass is going down.
Yeah. Not sure about the take on the other sports, but I did like the shitting all over Roy Harder.
And people with Down syndrome. What's wrong with you?
Like two shots in one. All right, Jimmy.
Like Popeye David?
Sudden death overtime for you. You need to be concise for a change, and it begins right now.
Mr. Gilbert, you know what you are? You're like an iceberg. All right, you are the Titanic. He is the iceberg. You will be slaughtered, destroyed. Morally, nothing! You will be nothing! Morally, you will die! You will be dead! And that will be it! The new covenant will be run by Father Dan!
Oh, yeah!
Wow. Oh, yeah!
I think
like
that was 35 seconds.
Sort of doggy things that you're doing at the cameras.
May I have the envelope,
right,
please?
Here we go. So, now that we have Flutzy and Jimmy participating in a sudden death overtime, there can only be one. Kevin Knight, IWF champion, the master of chaos.
That's me,
he
brother.
He will decide right now.
That's me, brother. You
Who's
know,
the champion? Flutzy or Jimmy? Who's the champion?
Flutzy, you were in the lead until you made fun of those with Down syndrome.
And me.
What?
And
well,
which are one
Down
of the
same. Free speech network, baby.
Your winner... Jimmy!
Get your fuck out of here!
Jimmy! Jimmy's a champion!
Unbelievable!
On the East Side Dave Chazal! Jimmy!
Jimmy!
I was so close!
Round of applause, you fucking meatheads! Round of applause!
Oh, I'm spent. I've got nothing left. Got nothing left. I'm done.
Oh, well, that was fun. So, again, hey, look, you're in the tri-state area. There's no reason not. This thing's going to be better than WrestleMania.
Absolutely, because there's actually going to be wrestling and no talking.
Boom!
Oh.
22nd annual IWF Loud and Proud Wrestling event, April 13th in Nutley, New Jersey, to benefit the American Cancer Society. Father David taking on Gilbert. Be there. Okay?
Killer B, B. Brian Blair, Tito Santana, Gary Michael Capetta, and myself are all going to be there.
Boom.
Yes.
Chaos.
Oh, yes.
Another raucous, enthusiastic ovation for the Master of Chaos, Kevin Knight. Kevin Knight. Kevin Knight. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Ain't got the blues, ain't got time for bad news. Damn, it's been a real fine day.
Everybody!
Damn, it's been a real fine day.
Hey!
From Long Island to West LA. No need to worry, cause I ain't in no hurry.
Why is that?
Damn, it's been a real fine day.
Break it down.
There's a whole lot of trouble out in this world.
How
yeah,
much?
Whole lot of worry. Whole lot of worry.
What about now?
Now that I had you come into my life, there's a whole lot of reason to say. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Got on my new shoes, ain't no way we're gonna lose. Cause damn, it's been a real fine day.
East Side Dave Show.